This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Good afternoon, everybody. You're listening to Harmony Waikaru with Richard and Mike. And tell me about that one, Mike.
It's one everyone knows, I'm sure. Perpetuum Jazz Isle. They became famous in 2009 with their release of Africa.
Right.
From Toto, etc. Do you know where they're from?
I don't.
Slovenia.
Really?
I never realised that. They've been going for like 43 years. They formed originally in about 1983 or something.
So they've had a change of technology since then.
Well, indeed, yeah. I mean, that their song of Africa in 2013, I think it had something like 22 million views on YouTube. That's 1 million people who've seen it once and 21 people who've seen it a million times each. Or something like that. So, our theme for today. 2 weeks ago, our theme was...
I can't remember that back that far. Was it something to do with kings?
It was. It was King's birthday weekend. So we had a theme of kings. So we had to balance it.
So this is about queens.
Yes, it is indeed. So who wrote that song?
Oh.
Queen. So, unfortunately, there are very, very few songs I've found, especially in the barbershop realm, that are about Queen or Queens in the actual lyrics.
Oh,
it's quite surprising. Very few. So today we're kind of mostly doing, there's a couple thrown in, but it's mostly going to be actually Queen songs done by different groups or performers. So hopefully it'll be a little bit of fun.
It sounds good. Okay.
So having said that, there are some barbershop quartets that have done them, and one of them is OC Times.
Oh.
We know.
OC Times are fabulous. So magnificent, those guys.
Yes, they've been around for a while. I mean, that quartet.
Are they still going?
I would doubt it very much, given that their lead is singing with a different quartet.
Yes.
But I think they're still. Actually, no, I think they're still, because they're part of Westminster Chorus. So I
That's
think
right, yeah.
they. I think they probably still sing together. To be honest, I mean, they were champions back in 2008.
Yes.
That's a while ago. Silver medal in 2007 and gold in 2008. So they've been around for a while.
Yeah.
But I think they now do a lot more coaching, travel.
Yep.
You know, cruise ships.
Well, I like
As
them.
You do.
Yeah. Terrific.
So a bit of fun, et cetera. So, yes, so today our theme is Queen.
So
Queens.
Yes.
So I thought we might do a Queen cover that's a little bit different. I haven't actually listened to this one fully right through. I kind of rushed it a little bit. But this is a quartet that's been around for a little while, and they were previous champions. I'll suss that win shortly. Stormfront.
Oh.
Do you remember Stormfront?
Yes, I do, indeed.
They came out here, I think.
Yes,
didn't they
did. Yes.
So they're doing a Queen cover of Bohemian Rhapsody.
Ah.
So, it's a bit funny.
Is this just fantasy? Caught in a landslide, no escape from reality. Open your eyes, look up to the skies and see. Anywhere the wind blows, does it really time has come. Send shivers down my spine, left ear aching all the time. Goodbye, everybody. I've got to go.
Scaramouche, will you do the fandango? Thunderbolt and lightning, very, very frightening me.
Galileo!
Got my plaque moving again.
Galileo, Galileo, Figaro,
Magnifico.
Oh, I'm just a baritone, nobody loves me.
He's just a baritone from a poor family. Spare him his life from this monstrosity.
Easy come, easy go, will you let me go?
Mitch Miller, no, we will not let you go.
Let him go.
John Miller, we will not let you go.
Let him go.
Justin Miller, we will not let you go.
Let me go.
We'll not let you go. We'll not let you go.
Never let me go.
Oh, no, 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 no.
Mamma mia, mamma mia.
Mamma mia, let me go. Beelzebub has a devil put aside for me.
Devil put aside for me.
A devil put aside for me.
Devil
put aside for me. A devil, a devil, a devil, a devil.
They're very funny, those guys.
Storm Frontiers, 2010 international champions, still singing together after they had a six-year hiatus in there for a while, but they're still singing together. And I've checked up on what you were saying earlier. OC Times have just celebrated 20 years together.
Oh, really?
And they are still singing.
That's great. Yep. So, now, I must say that we're watching some of these perform on the screen in front of us. Most of the things that we're playing are actually on YouTube, and so it's worth having a look to see if you can find them. They're very entertaining. That last one, for example, there was a lot of some visual gags that you probably could hear people laughing, but you didn't know why. So
I have that happen often.
So we have radio with pictures here.
Indeed.
Unfortunately, you don't have that at home, but All right, let's move on quickly.
Think of a song from Avenue Q. Sucks to be you. We'll play that later on. So moving on, we're sticking with Queen. And in fact, we're moving on to not Queen.
Not Queen.
But Dancing Queen.
Ah, yes.
Which I thought you might quite enjoy, etc. In fact, not just Dancing Queen, but ABBA in general. So this is a chap that we love to play quite often. His name escapes me, but it'll come back.
What you've done to, nothing more to say, no more race to play. The winner takes it all, the loser standing small, beside the victory, that's her destiny. The winner takes it's simple and it's plain.
queen, young and sweet, only 17. Oh, dancing queen, feel the beat from the tambourine. Oh, yeah. You can dance, you can jive, having the time of your life. Ooh, see that girl, watch that scene, digging the dancing queen.
Thanks so much.
Thanks so much. Yes. Jared Halley.
Yeah.
I knew it would come to me eventually. Yeah. Yes. I mean, I reckon if Don't Stop Me Now is the happiest song voted, yeah, then Dancing Queen has got to be right up there.
It was fabulous. He's very clever at putting all those parts in.
Oh, up to 15, almost like up 15 to 20 different parts. So one person, amazing.
As well as all the percussion.
Yes.
Which he does himself.
Indeed, percussively. So, moving on.
Yes, please.
Okay. So, this is a group completely different now, a group called Citizen Queen, Keeping to the Queens. And a song some of you will know came out in the 70s, I think, Killing Me Softly.
Oh, right.
You probably remember it.
I do remember it.
Strumming my pain with his fingers, singing my life with his words, killing me softly with his song, killing me softly with his song, telling my whole life with his words, killing me softly with his song.
1, 2, 3, I heard he sang a good song. I heard he had a style. And so I came to see him and listen for a while.
Killing Me Softly.
That was beautiful.
Originally, Roberta Flack was the one that made it famous in 73, although it was actually written the year before and recorded the year before, but Laurie Lieberman recorded it. But it didn't take off. It was inspired by a Don McLean performance in 71. Surprise me, etc. But Roberta Flack,
Made it.
She said, that riff in the middle, that's mine, that riff. I added that. I thought, yeah, but that's five part a cappella group that do their own beatboxing. It's kind of unusual. You don't see that many.
It is very unusual, yeah.
So quite cool. So,
well, we've come to the end of our show, Mike.
Hopefully people have enjoyed it.
Yeah, well, if they haven't, I'll expect lots of letters and phone calls.
Yes.
Nobody will answer. Something.
Yeah. We will see you again in 2 weeks' time. We've got Peter and Derek are here next week. And in 2 weeks' time, who knows what our theme will be?
Who knows? Fare thee well.
Bye-bye.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.